What's up? What's happening? Welcome into a Tuesday edition of the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, streaming live as well on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. We are on YouTube at the Team 980 as well, where you see the graphic with breaking news. If you're listening on the radio, I have breaking news for you. Terry McLaurin has not reported to training camp. Adam Schefter, the first to report it just moments ago. This was, I think, expected. I think the biggest question was whether he was going to hold out or hold in. He has chosen the hold out. That means he is subject to a lot of fines, potentially. So that is definitely something worth monitoring, how quickly he can get back to Ashburn. Now, he might be in the area. He certainly was last week when he did. The Eastern Motors deal. So we know that this can change very quickly if the two sides can come to a deal. But Terry has chosen what I would describe as the most violent route, which is, fine, you're not going to pay me, I'm not going to show up. And I respect it. I don't know that's what I would do at this point if I was a player. I think it's important to note that the CBA says that if you take fines for not showing up to training camp, you cannot have the team excuse them. Obviously, if there would be something that happens before training camp and you were to get an excused absence, that's a different story. But if you're in a contract dispute and you have an unexcused absence from training camp, you cannot later, when you figure out your deal, waive the fines, which used to kind of be how this stuff would go. So when I say this is not the way that I would necessarily go about it, I just mean, like, man, Terry, good for him. He's got the money where he doesn't care about whatever thousands of dollars of fines he's about to rack up. But this is the most uncomfortable, most confrontational way to do this. And, you know, Trey Hendrickson's doing the same thing in Cincinnati. Shamar Stewart's doing the same thing in Cincinnati. And I think, like, first of all, I just, rather than, like, go straight into analysis of who's right and wrong and ultimately rehash a bunch of stuff that we've already talked about over the last days, weeks, and months, like, my first reaction is, this is sad. Like, this guy is everything you want in a player. This is everything you want in a teammate, everything you want in a leader, everything you want in a guy who wears a C on his chest and reps your organization. He is a fan favorite who has earned that through his style of play, who he is as a man, who he is in the community, what he's done in the community, a guy who's been nominated for Walter Payton Man of the Year. Like, this guy is everything you want your kids to have as a role model, as a football player, as a professional athlete. And now the organization, which has turned itself around in just a year under Adam Peters' stewardship, under Dan Quinn's stewardship, they're at odds with him. That stinks for those of us on the outside who want to see them succeed. Yes, there is, of course, impact of the salary cap and the finances and all of this, but like on a human, emotional level, I hate this. It is your two friends or your parents, or pick, insert your analogy here, fighting. And you're just sitting on the side being like, ooh, I like you both. Please just stop fighting. Stop arguing. I would like for you to get along. And that's kind of where I am with this. And again, you know, we don't know what the numbers are. And we will get a sense for the person who I would guess knows the most is John Keim, because he always knows the most. And John is going to join us at 5 o'clock today to talk about that. He also sat down with Mayor Bowser yesterday. So we have football, we have non-football with Keim at 5. But as of right now, like, it just to me comes down to both sides are saying the right thing, that they want to get a deal done. And that way, I do think they will ultimately get a deal done. Hilariously, the other thing we talk about with John is the RFK stuff, and that is also a scenario where I'm like, you know what? They're going to get a deal done. It's just a matter of how quickly. Phil Mendelson on earlier with Grant and Danny saying that, like, he thinks they're very far along in their negotiations with the council and the team, and that the next step is kind of back in the mayor's court. So, you know, that deal going on simultaneously in the background. But as far as the McLaurin news, I really am surprised. I guess that's the other thing for me. Like, initial reaction, this happened in the break between Russell's show and mine. Like, this is very fresh. I'm processing it in real time. It certainly thought of the possibility, but as we sit here and doing it, I'm honestly surprised we're at this point. Just normally when there's two sides that see the game the same way, that get along very well, that have expressed in no uncertain terms that they would like to come to a long-term agreement for the player to stay with the team. And the team is like, we would like the player long-term. The player is like, I want to be here. It's important to me to get this done. Typically, it's not this difficult to get to a middle ground. And this is why I just wonder what the terms are. Like, is this a 2 versus 3 versus 4 year thing? Is the team like, we'll give you a 2 year extension? And Terry's like, I would like a 4 year extension or a 5 like DK Metcalf got. But is it hard to come to a middle ground because it's not 2 versus 3 and it's we're picking one? It's like, no, you're 2 and I'm 4. I'm 2 and you're 5. Is it from a money standpoint, Terry wants like 34 and the team wants 27? And, you know, getting to 31 in the middle is too far to go for each side that neither of them is like, no, like, team might be like, oh, I'll go to 29 or I'll go even to 30 flat. And Terry's like, no, I'm not doing 30 flat. Garrett Wilson's making X. DK Metcalf is making Y. And like, I want those numbers. I'm not going down to that number. So that even the middle ground is too far for each side to go. Is it contract language? Is it guarantees? Like, without knowing what they're actually fighting over, it's hard to say, like, as someone who's a neutral observer, what is correct. To reiterate things that I've said all along here, I don't think the Commanders are in some huge financial crunch that they need to be skimping on this contract. It really must come down to them not wanting to overstep in terms of the market. And you know, that is something that GMs feel a responsibility for and owners feel a responsibility for. You don't want to mess up the market for everyone else. You don't want to set the precedent to where you're like, yeah, but we paid our no one else pays 30-year-old receivers like this, but we did, and that messes up the next team. Like, that, it's kind of the integrity of the market. I would personally be like, screw the integrity of the market. I'm going to do what's best for me. And if I think a player is worth it, I'm going to do that. And if I don't think a player is worth it, if in the future 30-year-old player or whatever is like, well, you did it for Terry, I'd be like, Terry was one of one. You think you're Terry McLaurin? You think you went through the stuff that Terry McLaurin went through? You think, he set the touchdown record. Did you break his record? No, then get out of my office. Like, I have no problem having those individual thoughts, but that's not necessarily how the league always works. So I'm very surprised that we're here. It's obviously not shocking in that, like, yeah, there's a contract dispute. But considering the people involved, the integrity, how much they care about their integrity, I'm very surprised that we have a contract holdout for Terry McLaurin. We were going to start the show today with more from Adam Peters. So let's do this. First of all, let's let you hear from Peters earlier today. So coming up next, Peters on McLaurin. He was asked about it, Dan Quinn. We'll play you every question-answer response that we have on the Terry front coming up in the next segment. Following that, it's a Vibe Check Tuesday. So your calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That is where you can voice your opinion, your concerns, your whatever on the Terry McLaurin situation, which is now officially, after McLaurin did not report today for the conditioning test and just to say here, present at training camp, a holdout. So you can go ahead and start lining up on the phones, 301-230-0980. You'll hear from Adam Peters next. We might also bring back, if there's anything that's relevant, some of the sound from Terry a week ago. But we'll make sure we have this whole thing covered here throughout this entire first hour before we get to hour 2 and John Keim here on The Hoffman Show.